This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a variety of things around the Umpqua Valley. In the past week or so, a U.S. House passing the Secure Rural Schools reauthorization that's headed to the president for his signature in likely the next few days or so. And we're going to talk about that with County Commissioner Tim Freeman. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, so a big deal to get this through. I mean, you had one... what has it been, 1 year, 2 years that this wasn't reauthorized?
So it expired. The first day it was expired was October 1st, 2023. So it's been expired since then, and there's been multiple attempts of reauthorization through a variety of different mixtures of Congress and majorities and presidents. So there's been quite a bit of work being done on it for quite a while now. And really only one other time had it fully expired, and that was right after I became a commissioner. It expired in 2015, so the 16 fiscal year for the county, we received actual timber receipts instead of Secure Rural Schools.
So for people that are newer to following this, maybe some background is good. Explain what is Secure Rural Schools.
So we shortened the title. It's actually Secure Rural Schools and Self-Determination Act. This is a factor of, or an outcome of, in the early 90s, the Endangered Species Act became more more impactful here in Western Oregon and really across the United States. And a specific species, the spotted owl, was put on the list as a threatened species. It's still listed that way. But because of that, basically, over a 90% drop in timber harvest off of federal lands. And remember, federal lands here in Douglas County is about 50%. Statewide, it's about 50%. And across the West, the 15 West states have a variety, some up to over 90% of the land is owned and managed by the federal government. And they pay no property tax. And of course, property tax funds schools and counties.
And so when you have this level of funding go away, then the last couple of years has probably been concerning for you.
Well, yeah, let's go back, you know, to when that first happened. And there was a couple different short-term payments made. They called them owl payments and different things in the 90s. But finally, in 2000, Senator Ron Wyden and one of his fellow colleagues put together what became Secure Rural Schools and Self-Determination Act, and it passed in 2000 for the first time. And it was really a funding stream that was for counties that lost revenue because of what went on with the listing, and it was specifically replacing a revenue stream. And what they did is they looked at the average of the highest 3 years of the revenue, and remember, once Douglas County received, like a 1989-90 budget year, $50 million of timber receipts and total between Forest Service and ONC, and it was the largest share of the revenue for our budget. So there was a need to do that. At the time, only counties that lost a revenue stream were part of that act, and as time moved forward, the reauthorization, each time the amount went down, there was a series of where it went down 5% a year for a three-year authorization, and other times where it went down different amounts, never has gone up, and more counties got put in, and those counties primarily got put in as a factor of trying to get enough votes to pass it. So you can imagine, you know, if you're a senator or a representative from a state that wasn't receiving this funding, you would be advocating for your counties and schools to receive the funding. So for quite a while, it's been 40 states in about 700 counties that receive a portion of this. More recently, I heard one of the members of Congress use the term 41 states, so they may have added another one in for this reauthorization. But what that means is each county that is trying to replace a revenue stream, historical revenue stream, gets a little bit less. So the pile gets smaller and the slices get thinner. So it's just been kind of a real challenge. Currently, this money represents, it's important to us, but it's about 20% of what timber receipts used to be. Mm. So it is important. I can actually talk about the numbers a little bit. We can talk about that in a minute. But the background of it was that the idea, they thought that, you know, with just a few years of this, there could be new resource management plans put together and the timber production would get back to a reasonable, sustainable level. And that has yet to happen. So it's been in place much longer than anybody thought it would be in place. And again, there's a lot of counties and states getting this that are not replacing a revenue stream. So it was basically U.S. Forest Service counties that received, you know, timber receipt dollars. It was O&C counties that received timber receipt dollars. And then there was refuge counties that received funding off of grazing leases, timber, and recreation. Those are the three different sort of buckets of money that are part of Secure Rural Schools.
Wow. So a big deal and a lot of work went into this. We talked to pretty much all the congressional delegation at points in the last couple, 3 months about this, and everybody seemed to be pushing hard to get it through. But with all the federal shifts and priorities and everything, it seems like it took a bigger effort this time, especially with kind of the polarization of things in D.C.
Well, I think there is a realization more and more that this program, at least for those counties that are replacing a historical revenue stream, with just a few changes in federal law could be back to being productive. I think, you know, when we saw the president start talking about domestic timber production and not importing timber, started talking about, you know, ways we could make sure that we're using our resources wisely, I think Congress, you know, sort of said, well, wait a minute, why are we funding counties and schools when they could, you know, be making money from these lands responsibly, managing and harvesting timber and contributing to paying down the debt instead of taking money out of the treasury to pay a certain group of counties and schools.
So now, first of all, any word so far as to when the president is likely to sign this?
We don't know. Timing's interesting on all this. You have federal fiscal years, you have county fiscal years, you have calendar years. Of course, just for fun, you throw in the state budget cycle, which is a biennium, which is 2 years. So all that affects sort of when payments are made and how things work. In the bill, we are due a back payment from the difference between actual timber receipts and what we would have received under the Secure Rural Schools funding. So they put a 45-day time limit on that payment. So there's a bunch of unknowns, but we don't know when he'll sign it, although we have been assured that he will.
Now, you would think it would happen before the end of the calendar year, though, right?
Well, it's interesting. The calendar year would make sense. Again, that's why I mentioned that. However, the federal fiscal year starts October 1st and goes through the end of September each year. So they're, you know, in the county and state, you know, the county fiscal year is June to July, and the July to June, I'm sorry, and the state biennium is a 2-year cycle of the June through July. July through June. I keep saying that backwards. I apologize. So it's kind of confusing, but the fact is, when he signs it, we will receive a back payment. One interesting thing about this particular reauthorization, we were able to get what's called the election language back in, and it allows counties to decide whether they want actual timber receipts or if they want the Secure Rural School payment. Because of the work the O&C Association has done over 100 years, and primarily over this last 10 years or 12 years, the amount of the receipts from the actual timber receipts are approaching, and in certain years are greater than the Secure Rural School amount. We, as an association of ONC counties, took the position that we no longer wanted to be part of the Secure Rural School program, and we wanted out. That did not happen. We weren't able to get, which is sort of odd. You think they would have let us out so they didn't have to fund us. The bills, it was, you know, reintroduced and passed with the same three groups. So again, Forest Service counties, ONC counties, and refuge counties. Now, we would have still been part of Secure Rural School because we are certainly a big Forest Service county. As a matter of fact, we're the largest ONC county receiving of all those 700 and something counties in 40 states. We're the second largest Forest Service receiving county of all those states. We don't receive refuge money, although there's 12 counties in Oregon that do. But combined in the Secure Rural School program, Douglas County receives the most. But again, we wanted to be out from the ONC standpoint because we believe recoupling or reconnecting to the management of the land, the ONC lands, is the right place to be. And historically, it's been more money. And with the president's executive orders moving forward, we're confident it's going to be more money.
All right. More on this with County Commissioner Tim Freeman in a moment. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com after 1 o'clock, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. Sarah Wickersham of Douglas Cares on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. County Commissioner Tim Freeman, we're talking about the reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools and Self-Determination Act recently. So you go forward here. I mean, this has really been this long-term roller coaster, and its administrations change, parties in charge change, and priorities change. Do you ever see Douglas County and the whole issue getting to one field for a while where it will be a particular course, or is it just going to stay this up and down thing?
Well, I'm pretty convinced moving forward. We just had our ONC annual meeting last Friday, heard from the BLM, see what their current output of timber harvest is and what their next several years and moving forward are. I'm very convinced that the timber receipts off ONC are going to be greater than the Secure Rural School amount. And I think for the foreseeable future and maybe forever, Douglas County will be done with taking Secure Rural Schools for the ONC side. We haven't seen the same movement on the Forest Service side. So let me give you some examples. So our last Secure Rural School payment for ONC was about $7.5 million. The last Secure Rural School payment for Forest Service was just over, was $4.6 million. And then actual receipts last year that we received instead of Secure Rural Schools was about $1 million less on ONC. They had a real down year. Prior year would have been $1 million more than Secure Rural Schools, the actual receipts. But the actual receipts on Forest Service last year were $4 million less than the Secure Rural School payments. So the Forest Service has not done well to have even a minimum amount of harvest. And remember, on ONC, counties get... the ONC Act gives us 75% of the receipt, and the Treasury gets 25%. They do have a rider in place that drops that to 50-50. We're working on fixing that. I think we're going to get that fixed maybe in the next few months, so we'll be back up to our 75%. However, on the Forest Service side, it's exactly opposite. Counties only get 25% of the receipt from the harvest of the money generated when harvesting timber. And once we get our 25%, we have to give 25% of that to schools. So it's a much different revenue sharing formula. And by the way, that's the same with Secure Rural Schools and self-determination, is that, you know, we'll get a payment, from the Forest Service portion of Secure Rural Schools, and we will take 25% of that and send it to our schools. And you would suspect that rural schools would benefit more than urban schools. But in Oregon, and you can talk to the schools about this, there's what's called an equalization formula. So they have to report that revenue, and it changes the formula as they get money from the state to make it equal across the state. So rural schools don't benefit more than urban schools in Oregon, but all schools benefit a little bit when the secure rural schools legislation passes. It just puts more money into the system.
So for Douglas County's budget, how does all this impact you?
Well, we had been assured by our members of Congress and the entire delegation from Oregon that this would pass. So our last budget, you know, that ended this summer, it had anticipated this revenue in it. So this will, when we get the backfill payment, it will make up for that. In the current budget cycle, and we also anticipated, estimated what we would be getting in secure rural schools. So it's already in our budget. What it does is it keeps us from spending reserve funding that if it didn't pass, we would have to spend. But I want people to remember, because you'll see some great press releases, and I'm appreciative of our federal delegation getting this done, but oftentimes in their press release, it sounds like everything's solved, like we fixed the problem, we passed secure rural schools. And again, each reauthorization has been for less money and been spread out over more, over more counties. So in fact, there's been no inflation ever put into it. So the ability of what you can buy with the money now is far less than it was when this program started in 2000. So with a very conservative inflation factor, the amount of money we're going to receive is 20%, a little bit less than 20% of what timber receipts are the first 3 years of this program represented to our budget. So we're thankful, we're grateful. Again, it's about $5 million more in the last, you know, from the last fiscal year. This year, we're working on getting the final numbers for the ONC. We would probably going to elect to be out of ONC, but it will be, you know, $4 million or so more than what their timber receipts off the Forest Service would be. So it's important. You know, we provide the Sheriff's Department with this money. We provide, you know, senior services, our veteran service, and virtually every department that is not self-funded at the county gets a portion of the ONC, secure rural schools, and our roads, bridges, and Sheriff's Patrol use the money we get from the secure rural schools off the Forest Service. That amount, that $4.6 million, is roughly half of what the Sheriff's Patrol budget is, just the Sheriff's Patrol budget, and all that 4.6 is budgeted to be spent in that patrol division.
I know there was a time, and I think it was during one of the gaps in between the SRS funding, that the you were having to dig deeper into the reserves, and there was some concern there that those were only going to go so far. Where do the reserves stand here in 2025?
Well, it's pretty interesting. That is a topic of discussion. So I recently asked our finance director to look back over the last 10 budgets, the last 10 Commissioner Boyce and I have been involved in, and then a shorter period of time for Commissioner Kress. I'll talk about the last 10 that Commissioner Boyce and I have been involved in. On average, our general fund reserve has added $380,000 a year. So over that 10-year period, we've put about $3.8 million more in our general fund reserve than when we started. So we're being very cautious with that. We've made some really difficult decisions. We've changed the direction of the county and the culture and really focus on doing what we do well and not trying to do everything we once did when we had this huge revenue stream of timber receipts. So for now, our general fund is holding good. Again, we're very encouraged with this increase, a slight increase. Remember, the ONC lands grow 1.2 billion board feet a year. They only harvested just over 200 million last year, so there's lots of room of just harvesting what would be the new timber. The lands are already overstocked. There's 50% more timber on them than when they started managing them. There's a tremendous need for timber. That revenue stream, with just a slight increase, changes dramatically. Very excited about the president's executive order and the new direction and the additional revenue that that'll bring to Douglas County.
Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.